Good morning, everyone. Father, we bow before you and just want to praise your name as we look at the psalm today, which is written by David. And in answered prayer, he's giving you praise because of you answering his prayer. And what a fitting setting for this as we have a prayer meeting. And so guide us now in Jesus' name. Well, last week we had that kind of downer one, 137, when they were in Babylon and all the difficulties in Babylon. And right before that, we had 136, which was nothing but your mercy endures forever. And now we bounce back again today in 138, which is just an all-time prayer as far as praising the Lord. And if we look at Psalm 138, verse 1, it begins, "I will praise you with my whole heart." Psalm 111, verse 1, "I will praise the Lord with my whole heart." Psalm 9, verse 1, "I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart." You might get the message there in the Psalms if you read enough of them. And I wanted to just sing this song today. I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lord for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away each stain. So let's sing along.
Open wide for all my sin.
Open wide for all my sin.
I obey the Spirit's word.
I will praise him
Well, Father, we do thank you for washing away our stain. And we thank you for all things. Psalm 138, the Lord's goodness to the faithful, a psalm of David. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly. But the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. So we see this beautiful psalm, and it's pretty self-explanatory. There doesn't seem to be an awful lot of doubt in it or what he's talking about. But he's praising the Lord with his whole heart, and we've talked about that before. How often am I praising him with my whole heart? Oh, yeah, I praise him. But do I really praise him with my whole heart? I'm not sure. Sometimes. I wish it was all the time. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. Now, that's the little Elohim, the little gods. It really stands for judges, princes, and men, really. You know, God is good all the time, but we want to make sure we know what God we're talking about. Everybody has a God, and most people don't have the right God. So they'll readily agree with you that God is good, their God is good, whether it's Buddha or Hindi or whatever it is. But we want to make sure we got a big G on the God and not a little one. But before the little gods, I will sing praises to you, or before men, really. I think of King Uzziah. You know, there in Isaiah 6, where he says, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. You know, I love Donald Trump, but I don't want to be worshiping Donald Trump. And I don't want to be thinking our hope is in Donald Trump, or you fill in the blank, Uzziah, who you want to fill. We want to look to him, right? Not to be worshiping, oh, I hope this guy gets in office or that one gets in office. If they get in office and this decision gets passed and all these other things, then life is going to be much better. That's nonsense. Yeah, I hope somebody of good leadership gets in office, but it's the Lord. It's the Lord. It's not the guy. And so here, Uzziah, they were all excited about him, and they really didn't, in case Isaiah, he didn't see the Lord until Uzziah was out of the way, right? Before the little gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship toward, or that word could be translated at. Now, where he was when he wrote this, we don't know whether he was in Jerusalem or not. He could have been a different place. I will worship toward or at your holy temple and praise your name. Why? For, the first thing, there's a twofold thing here, loving kindness and truth. So important, both of them. Loving kindness without truth is worthless. Truth without loving kindness is legalism. And we tend to, usually we're bent on one side or the other. I'm either more on the loving kindness side and not so concerned with truth, or I'm more on the truth side and not concerned with loving kindness. But he is perfect for his loving kindness and tender mercies and truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. Now, that translation is good. Other translations agree with it. Some say the other aspect, which I think is very true. Your name and your word are above everything else. That's the part here. That's what this really says. But it is true, like in David's case, where he's seen so many promises of Scripture being fulfilled, that we see the prophecy in God's Word, which amplifies his name. Because when we read his name, that's just everything, right? But it doesn't give us specific things like the Word does. And the guidance that we have in our lives, we need to look to his Word. Yes, in his name for sure. But I need a little more help than just his name in terms of my limited capacity and thinking and how to live, right? And so I can see why he's saying, Spirit writing through him, that there's nothing higher than his Word. And I was just thinking of that great prophetic account in Matthew 24, verse 35. Heaven and earth will pass away, right? Well, I don't think heaven will ever pass away, will it? Well, the Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So when you talk about the preemption, great place of the Word of God, there's nothing higher than that. And so in that extent, I can see he's magnifying it above his name. But his name is all-inclusive. He is the one who's speaking to us. So, but anyway, his Word is so great, isn't it? In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. You might underline that. In this aspect, this is not saying your problems are going to go away. This is not saying that the big difficulty you're in is going to disappear. It may. But what this is saying is that he's going to strengthen your soul to recognize his presence, and you will not be fearing whatever you're in. That's what the promise that we have here is, that when we cry out to him, he answers us. Do you believe he answers your prayer? Well, I know technically he answers every prayer. It's either now or later, yes or no, or wait. But also, I think there's some connotation here that David is remembering some prayers that were directly answered before the battle. When you hear the mulberry leaves rustle, go after them, and those kinds of things. And I see that in this as well. In the day when I cried out, this doesn't say in 2 days after or a year after or months after, which also applies. But in this particular instance, he says, in the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. So there's nothing like experience to zero in on some of these things. What is your experience in his answering your prayer? And have you seen your soul being emboldened by that prayer as the primary answer? Now, sometimes he may even heal you. But a lot of things are not going to be healed in this fallen world. But he's going to be with us. Verse 4, hasn't happened yet, but it will happen. And think of this. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord. Can you imagine that? When they hear the words of your mouth, yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. Hallelujah. That day is coming. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high. Now think of how high he is. What? Yet. I love the yet. The big contrast. Yet. He regards the humble. He regards the lowly. But the proud he knows from afar. He doesn't like the proud. Proud is not good. Proud is not good. Pastor Chuck said that a proud person has never really met the Lord. Because in that context, if you really meet the Lord, you recognize, like Isaiah, woe is me, I'm an unclean man of unclean lips. So I'm not sure. I don't want to go further under that right now. But I mean, I'm sure that's true, but I'm not sure about myself. 7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You are going to walk through the midst of trouble until you're out of here. So don't think that I'm going to get enough people praying for me, I'm not going to have any more trouble. That's not going to happen. And you get a lot of people praying for you. That's good. The Lord will see you through it, but it's that's being used by Him for His glory and for your perfection. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand shall save me. Three times the hands used here in these last couple of verses. O Lord, will perfect or complete or bring to completion maturity. The Lord will complete that which concerns me. He's promised that, hasn't He? He will complete His good work in us. And again, I come back to the glorious day, the perfect day when the whole body of Christ, the millions, billions of believers, true believers, will all have been brought to perfection. Everyone will be brought to perfection, will be in the presence of Him forevermore, tabernacling with Him. Isn't that awesome? So I don't know if that's going to happen today or not, because I still got a ways to go, but perfecting wise, but He can do it like that, right? So it's not a matter of calendar days, I don't believe. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. And then He closes, your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Doesn't say my hands, it says your hands. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for this glorious, precious psalm. And we do want to praise You, and we do want to pray as we see. When we cry out to You, that You give us strength in our souls and boldness in our souls. And we just need You, Lord. Yeah. So guide us this morning as we have a few minutes to pray together, and may we be led by Your Spirit as we pray in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Amen. Well, let's close and praise one more time. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore, for endless days. We'll sing Your praise, oh, Lord our God.
I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see His wounds, His hands, His feet. My Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid Him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah still and all unknown. Oh, praise the of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore. For endless days we will sing Your praise. Oh Lord our God. And then on is alive, and I will rise among the saints. My gaze transfixed on Jesus' face.
Father, we thank you for faithfully meeting us here again this morning, and we do want to continue in praise this whole day long. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all glory, honor, and praise. Control of all things, and we just praise you that you strengthen our soul, that we will be able to joyfully go through whatever you have for us, recognizing that it's all in your hands, Lord. And so those, Lord, who are fretting and all today, Lord, I pray they would just put that aside and look to you. You are the only hope there is. There is no other hope, but you are the hope. And so we thank you. We thank you for the reminder here this morning. Bless each one because they came in Jesus' name. Amen.